Housing affordability has always been one of the most pressing issues in Singapore housing market. While property prices have surged to record high in both the HDB and private segment, the growth in household income simply has not kept pace. This growing disconnect between wages and property prices is beginning to reshape the housing landscape. Here, let us start with the basic. In Singapore, housing affordability has traditionally been supported by rising income and prudent lending limits such as LTV, TDSR, and MSR. However, in recent years, property prices across all segments have outpaced income growth by a significant margin. Here, don't say Alan Wee anyhow talk. Let me run through some numbers for you. As usual, this is the household income from 2014 to 2024. All the data are retrieved from the Department of Statistics. Here, I've broken down the data into three main segments. The 50% percentile, which will cover most HDB flat owner. Let's assume the upper 80% of household will likely be staying in a private condo. And for the top 90% of household, most of them will likely be staying in a landed property. At the same time, I've also plotted out the chart for HDB, condo and landed properties from 2014 to 2024. This will give us a good 10 years to assess its overall performance. Based on the data, HDB resale prices have increased from 441 per square feet in 2014 to 602 per square feet in 2024. This is a 37% increase. On the 50% percentile of medium household monthly income has risen from 8,002 to 11,002. This means monthly household income has risen by 36% over the last 10 years. If we compare the above two data together, it seems that HDB resale prices has somehow increased in line with household income. At this junction, do you agree with me? Here, let us take a look at condo. In 2014, the average price is 1,200 per square feet. It has increased to 1,800 per square feet in 2024. This is a 46% jump. Not surprisingly, because of COVID and the turbocharged inflation due to the GST hike. The upper middle income group, roughly the top 80% of household, traditionally aimed for private condos, has seen their wages increase by 37%. This shows that overall condo prices has increased by 9% more than household income for this particular group. As for landed property, it was only 1,002 per square feet on average back a decade ago. Due to scarcity and the value of landed property, landed prices has surged by 48% across board. Meanwhile, the top 90% of household, those buying landed properties, continue to thrive with their household income increased by 33% during the same period. Hence, the difference between the rise in landed prices and income growth has widened by 15%. This also shows that even the upper echelon of society is also feeling the heat from rising asset prices. Here, do you think that wages have increased in proportion to rising property prices? What is your opinion on this? Kindly share your comments in the description below.